Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kurt Zenilotti, who's a retailer up in Beltsville, Maryland, outside of Washington, D.C. Kurt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I got a hold of you because of a publication that was written that was addressing the Maryland Workplace Fraud Act of 2009. There's a little bit of controversy around that. I want to talk about that in a minute, but first, let's update our listeners about who you are. You own Contract Carpet Systems, which is a Carpet One store. So how are business conditions up there?
Well, we're pretty fortunate in our marketplace because the government loves to spend money and we're at the seat of the devil.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you know, interesting characterizations of who you are. Your grandfather was actually an Italian immigrant who was a tile setter and actually laid the tile in the Washington Cathedral. Is that right?
Well, yeah, he laid it in the Catholic Cathedral in D.C. That's correct.
The Catholic, okay. So you've been in the flooring business for a long time through your ancestry, right?
I have. Started out cleaning carpet when I was in my teens.
Okay. I see you're a rugby player. So let's get into this Workplace Fraud Act. It deals with the relationship of independent contractors. Everybody in this business knows that most of the installers are independent contractors. We already knew that we had hurdles to jump to satisfy the Internal Revenue Service, the federal standards for qualifying whether someone's independent or not. And now this Maryland law, which has been around for a few years, talk a little bit about this Maryland legislation.
Well, it's called the Workplace Fraud Act of 2009, mm-hmm. which in and of itself by its name is pretty incriminating. You know, I feel they could have called it the Jobs Act or something like that, but they chose not to. It was introduced by Governor O'Malley. It was actually written by the Carpenters Union. So the Carpenters Union gave it to the governor gave it to the legislature and said, run with this. And it was voted straight down party lines. The Democrats voted for it, the Republicans voted against it.
But it passed.
It did pass, and the gist of it is that it presumes guilt of incorrect classification of workers of anybody that uses independent contractors.
Okay.
So it's virtually impossible to use the services of an independent contractor on a routine basis without becoming foul of the law.
How about that? So let's talk how it differs from the federal standards. There is, a 10-point test with the IRS that you kind of need to ask yourself a few questions.
So. Yeah, the IRS at one point had a 20-point test. They pared it down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, I know I've gone through several IRS audits and have had no problem passing the federal test. So Maryland, then, as part of this law, has what they call the ABC test,
mm-hmm.
and it's really, really hard to pass muster for what they believe is, you know, who's an employee and who's an independent contractor. So, I mean, in our state, we're $1.6 billion in debt. It's all about trying to collect money and satisfy the unions for their help in getting the governor elected. That's not any secret. It's not. I'm not trying to be a Republican or Democrat. It's been written about in the papers, and actually, there have been articles by the union written about why it was passed.
What is it the Carpenters Union wants up in Maryland? I mean, do they want you to hire these people and make them employees, or what are they trying to do here?
They want to organize, you know, every site. The unions have had big problems in our area. There's virtually no Carpenters Union in I think there's only two or three companies in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area that are union companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they want to, you know, get their grips back into the carpet industry and into the drywall industry and the landscape industry. And those are the three areas that the state's going after.
I see. Interesting. All right. So what does the retailer do with this fraud act? How do you make sure that you're in compliance?
Well, we are actually in the midst of deciding whether we're going to try to work with the legislature to change the test to go back to the IRS 10-step test.
Right.
And if they won't do that, we're actually trying to get together, and we are prepared to take this to court because our attorneys believe that it's an unconstitutional act, presumes guilt, there's a taking clause in it. There's a couple other reasons. One other thing, on a drive-in today, I was listening to the Wall Street Journal report and got the newspaper this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article in the marketplace section of the Wall Street Journal on B1 that the U.S. Labor Department is now going after home builders who, as you know, don't actually build houses. All the subs build the houses. And they're asking for all their contractors and subcontractors and tax ID numbers. And it's the very same thing that's going to now go on a national level. So if anybody thinks it's just Maryland, get ready. If you're a carpet contractor that does a lot of new home construction, be prepared.
Well, I definitely wanted to raise the visibility nationally about this. One of the reasons that you're somewhat of a spokesman for this is that you're past president of the Maryland Northern Virginia Floor Covering Association, right?
That's correct. One of our members sent me the legislation and said, I just want you to be aware of this. I know that you do a lot of commercial work and state work, and take a look at it. So I took a look at it, and he must have jinxed me, because within a week I got notice from the state that I was being audited. And since then, I guess I'm the first one that actually stepped out and put it in the forefront and talked about it. You know, kind of wanted to keep their own little secret because they felt bad about getting audited. I've been through a lot of audits in my life, and it never really come out with penalties because we try to run a clean business. And so I sent it out and said, hey, I'm getting audited. Anybody else getting audited? And lo and behold, there are 20, 30 dealers, and the state has actually said that they're going to audit every single carpet company.
How about that? Have you engaged the WFCA in this?
I did send out a letter to Chris Davis. We've contacted the NFIB, who's been very helpful. We're talking to the building industry. It's starting to snowball now in a good way. People are becoming aware of it. You know, we're happy that we're getting some progress, and some legislators are starting to respond to us.
Okay. One other contact, and you may already be talking to, is Frank Hurd at the Carpet and Rug Institute. They also have a lobbying arm that might be able to help you with this.
That'd be great. Yeah. We're looking for all the help we can get.
All right, Kurt, well, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for the update on this. Again, we've been talking to Kurt Zanilotti, who's a Carpet One retailer in Beltsville, Maryland, about the Maryland legislation called the Workplace Fraud Act of 2009, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.